a very cool American guitar player who really plays Middle Eastern style, and then another fella named Maurice Luca. And these guys are now based in Cairo. At least when they're making this music, they go to Cairo to record. And the group, the Dwarfs of East Aguza, this is their brand new project, and their album just came out at the end of April this year. This is an album called Bes, B-E-S, and the track I'm going to play is Hungry Bears Don't Dance. So mostly drum programming. This one actually has live drums. And yeah, very, very experimental Arabic-influenced music here. The Dwarfs of East Aguza on CJSF 90.1 FM, Wandering Rhythms, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wandering Rhythms here on the radio. That was Jay Arner, local musician, 90s teen movie soundtrack, sounds like at least. J2, the name of that record. There are 9 songs on it, and that one was called Crystal Ball. Yeah, that sounds so much like Vancouver right now. Can't quite say why, but yeah, a lot of garage pop stuff happened in the city. Did that sound like Vancouver to you, Noah?
Oh yeah, it sounds very Vancouver.
Exactly. Sounds like, and it smells like, the mountains. And before that, we heard Luke Von Fuzz. Luke Von Fuzz out of Milan, Italy. And his song there was called Rabbit's Gloomy Skull. That is characterized or classified as circus music. And his album, for some reason, is called Le Cirque des Ombres, a French name, Circus of the Shadows, from Milan. And that just came out in March of this year, Rabbit's Gloomy Skull. Before that, The Dwarfs of East Aguza with Hungry Bears Don't Dance, a trio based in Cairo, Egypt, playing very cool electronic-inspired music. And, well, next, you're going to hear something out of Southern Africa, a nation called Zambia, which was home to a thriving Zamrock movement in the 90s, and there's still, thankfully, reissues coming out of great old 70s Zamrock tunes. One of the greatest bands on that scene was Chrissy Zebi Tembo and the Ngoza Family Band, and here's one of their 7-inch singles recently reissued on the great Now Again record label out of the U.S. This track is I'm Not Made of Iron. Chrissy Zebi Tembo, Zamrock here on Wandering Rhythms. We'll be right back. Dear friends from far and wide wandering rhythms here. You just heard a band from Edmonton, some post-rock, not-so-hardcore metal, Remora. I call it not-so-hardcore metal when they don't scream and sound like somebody's coming from the depths of the underworld. Remora with the track Double Vision, just a little EP that they put out called Our Great Mother. And before that, you heard some electro music, some call it IDM, intelligent dance music, but that's not a term that's used anymore. Glasscape Grinder was the track, and that was Max Kasaki and Danielle Mana on the Berlin-based label Bad Panda. Very, very good taste in electronic music. And before that, Chrissy Zebitembo and Ngozi Family. Yeah, some Zamrock from the 70s. The track I'm Not Made of Iron. Right there.
Noise of Carpet explores 1990s indie classics, recently exhumed underground gems. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too on CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.
So next, we're going to travel to Guadalupe in the Caribbean, small Caribbean island, and I'm going to jump right into the music first and then tell you a bit about the place. And wow, we got a whole amazing soundscape of stuff coming up. And I'm going to start with a classic group going right to the Zouk classic here. Zouk is one of the most famous styles of music that originated in the French Caribbean, and this is a group called Cassav. I think a song from the 80s here called Si Bois. Yes, it's definitely the 80s if you can judge it by the synthesizing sounds. So music of Guadalupe coming up right here on Wandering Rhythms.